This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned the other day that all of this chaos that we're going through, all of these riots and looting and burning of businesses, burning of churches, and you know, desecration of monuments and things like this, is all just delaying the inevitable for Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. I'm glad you're with me. I'm always glad you're here. And I was going to touch on it again, but I got sidetracked by Anderson Cooper's comments that the president was a thug, that he was dominating black people. I love the language of the left because they flower it up. They want to harken. He wanted to go back to the 1960s, but he knows it no longer works. He can't. This is not what M.L. King wanted. This is not what the civil rights movement was about. They can't go there because people have just learned to dismiss it. So he uses this language that says the president wants to dominate black people. They got to get black people riled up. That's what this is about. And they are getting black people riled up, but it is just delaying the inevitable. Because let me tell you, the overwhelming blacks in America get this. They get it. Donald Trump isn't, making excuses. Oh, the cop, he really did it. Donald Trump said, what that cop did, we're going to get to the bottom of. I've sent my AG in. The dude's been arrested. His wife's divorcing him. Let me tell you, filtering down to the masses, you can't make somebody racist and mean if he's not being racist and mean. He responded better than Obama, quicker than Obama. He got justice in there right away. AG Barr making speeches about it, but also saying, you know what? We are not going to let you be unsafe in your cities. Which is what the problem that the Democrats have. Their governors and these big city mayors, they don't care. Go, hey, you know what? Practice your social distancing when it's law and order, and we don't want you to go to a restaurant. But you want to loot the restaurant, or you want to loot Target? We don't care about social distancing. We don't care about masks. We don't care about Chinese Wuhan. Let me ask you this. How much have you heard in the news cycle over the last 4 or 5 days about the dreaded Chinese Wuhan? It is so buried in the news cycle, it's pathetic. And when you do hear about it, you know what it is? It's put in the context of, how are you trying to tell me to stay home and be safe and all this, and we're not going to open schools when you got people out protesting and they are practicing none of the things that you talked about? Do you understand the distortion? People are looking at this doesn't make sense. This is not balanced. That's why I'm telling you, this is not working for the Democrats. It is delaying the inevitable. All the things that are due to come out, and they will come out. We're going to talk about Rod Rosenstein and what's going on with him. He's due to testify. If that happened, I mentioned Hillary Clinton was supposed to testify. Are we talking about it? Not yet. But we will be. The Democrats can delay this. And oh, for the record, don't believe for one second that that any Republican is going to vote for a Democrat after watching America burn. You think that's going to happen? And do you think that the Democrats are going, you know what, of everybody handling this, I think Biden would be the best one. Biden is bailing people out. Did you guys read this story? This is over. This is 3 or 4 days old. Biden was set up a fund to bail people out, bail protesters, you can call them protesters, but rioters out. Protesters don't get arrested. I just want to be clear. If you're protesting and you're doing it legally and by the book, you don't get arrested. You get arrested when you're a troublemaker. And you know what Democrat mayors want to do with these troublemakers? They want to let them out. L.A. had a story where they said, the optics do not look good. They arrested hundreds, if not thousands of people. These are bad people. Think about it. If you get arrested in California for rioting, I mean, there are people that are putting houses on 18-wheelers that don't get arrested and stealing them. But to get arrested in California, you got to really be looking to get arrested. that now they're going, we got to let these people out. We got to let these criminals out. People throwing Molotov cocktails and things like this. And here's the sad part. We're going to share with you a story. There are people who you have entrusted with your with jurisprudence. I mean, these are people that are supposed to be above, you know, above the, not above the law, but, you know, live by the law. Find out what they're doing. I've already spoken at length on the white enablers of the Democrat side, the biggest racists on the planet, handing bricks out to black kids, handing Molotov cocktails to young black men to throw, painting BLM on a wall, white folks doing it, looting with their black mask on. You can't tell who it is. You know who you think the looters are? You think the looters are black. There was a dude, a guy protecting his cigar shop, and it may be a liquor store too. And he's got his gun. He and a buddy, they got their guns, and they're yelling, get out, get out, get out. Maybe we have the clip. I'm not sure. But they're yelling about this. Get out of here, get out of here, get out of here. And every little, you know, face you could see above the do-rag, if you want to call it that, or the mask, are white kids. But you know who are going to get blamed for looting? Blacks. See, these people know how to play the game. And the good news is you got somebody like me breaking the game down for you, but you also have got a lot of common sense. You are bright people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You are the best people on earth, the salt of the earth, the smartest people on the planet, bar none. And you figured it out. Sometimes I got to nudge you. That's all right. We got cops being shot. We got cops being run over. We got total anarchy in these cities, and Donald Trump comes out and says, if you don't end it, I will. And you think, the Democrats, you think you're going to defeat a man who says, I'm going to protect you? He just got the women's vote, because the women want to be protected, and they want their kids protected. And they see what these mayors are doing, the feckless nature of leftism that does not protect. It is a coward. I have a guy writing to me right now. I'm going to do you. I go, you're a coward. I've given you every opportunity to back up what you say. And you know what? You would never do it in 1,000 years. I wish I had a button for every one of them that threatened to beat me up that I could press and give them the opportunity. They're cowards. That's why they wear masks. And that's why the Democrats, hey, lucky for them, COVID was here. So everybody is now set up to be innocent. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm glad you're with me. Thanks for being a part of the show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's your response to some of the people that thought you were being disrespectful by being on your phone and not being attentive to them?
Well, I was on my phone, and yes, that's true. I was following developments with a five-year-old little girl sitting on her dad's lap who just got shot in the head by a drive-by shooting. And if some of the people here gave a good damn about the victimization of people in this community by crime, I take some of their invective more seriously. The greatest racial disparity in the city of Milwaukee is getting shot and killed. Hello. 80% of my homicide victims every year are African American. 80% of our aggravated assault victims are African American. 80% of our shooting victims who survived their shooting are African American. Now, they know all about the last three people that have been killed by the Milwaukee Police Department over the course of the last several years. There's not one of them can name one of the last three homicide victims we've had in this city. Now, there's room for everybody to participate in fixing this police department, and I'm not pretending we're without sin. But this community's at risk, all right. And it's not because men and women in blue risk their lives protecting it. It's at risk because we have large numbers of high-capacity, quality firearms in the hands of remorseless criminals who don't care who they shoot. Now, I'm leaving here to go to that scene. And I take it personally, okay? We're going up there, and there's a bunch of cops processing a scene of a dead kid. And they're the ones that are going to be out there patrolling and stopping suspects, and they have guns under the front seat. They're the ones that are going to take the risks of their lives to try to clean this thing up. All right? We're responsible for the things we get wrong, and we take action. We've arrested cops, we've fired cops, and so on. But the fact is that the people out here, some of them, who had the most to say, are absolutely MIA when it comes to the true threats facing this community, and it gets a little tiresome, and we start getting yelled at for reading the updates of the kid that gets shot, yeah, you take it personal, okay? Now, no offense, but I'm going up there now.
That was the police chief of Milwaukee, and he's answering questions of BLM. It was an audience full of black folks, and you know what he did? He spoke truth. And I'm going to tell you something. If you hadn't heard him, you probably were listening to that and went, whoa, because that's what I did. Another hero. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Many such heroes, people that put themselves on the front lines. We made a movie about it, Bleeding Blue. BleedingBlueMovie.com is where you can find out more about that film. And we will release it soon because we need to do it in a time where police are under fire. Police are being targeted. They are being run over. They are being shot. And I'm not talking about, you know, anecdotally. I'm talking about it is routine. I bet you more cops have been assaulted in some form in the last week than probably in the last month leading up to that. That, my friends, oh yeah, I'm about to go there, is the Obama legacy. If you want an Obama legacy, I give you cop shootings and killings. That's what I'll give you. Attempted murder of law enforcement. And anybody who would do that is a menace to society. They don't have to care about you. You know why leftists love this chaos? Because this chaos throws the country into a state of anarchy. And when that happens, the elitists will rule. They will have their private armies. They can protect themselves. They have firearms. Why do they want yours? Because then you would be helpless. You would be forced to listen to them. We would be no better than Somalia, where gangs of warlords rule the country. That's what leftists want. And by the way, we're already there. Gangs of warlords rule this country. They call the shots. There is no reason, repeat, no reason for America to be up in flames over the death of George Floyd. We mostly agree that something needs to be done. I don't think it's wholesale change of the police department. I think it's just incidents involving guys like him. How does this guy, Dovin or Chauvin or whatever his name is, how does he end up with 19 different complaints against him and nothing happened? Donald Trump? You? What do you do in the police review? You want to know? Let me tell you something. Go to a little city and look at who's over police review. Then go to a big city. Look at who's over police review. Little cities don't even have it. They're like, we believe in law enforcement. We think it'll work. And there's occasions where it doesn't. I can give you a couple. Friend of mine, an acquaintance, white girl in a dispute with her husband. Husband knew the judge and police and all that. And they end up hassling her. And, you know, she was fighting for her life over custody of children because of a corrupt system in a small town. But, you know, those types of things, I won't say they're rare, but they're certainly never going to reach the level of this. But go to the big city and see who's allowing all this stuff. And I'm not going to walk you through that the mayor is a Democrat, the governor is a Democrat, the mayor is a Democrat, the police is a Democrat, the police review board are all Democrats. Everybody making decisions about who's going to be a cop and stay a cop are all Democrats. The black people that are now protesting the whole thing, they're all Democrats. They're putting these people into office. But no, it's Trump's fault. It's your fault. You're the racist. What did Chris Cuomo say? It's white people. It's people like us. And he takes it on himself while not even wanting to take it on himself. It's people like us. He's not saying that. He doesn't believe it. If he believed it, he'd live it. Anderson Cooper calling Trump a thug because he dare call out people that don't want to peacefully protest but want to burn down the country. And he's the thug. This is incredible to me. This is not journalism. Anyway, this guy says 80% of the homicides, 80% of the aggravated assaults, 80% of the shooting victims in Milwaukee, where he's a police chief, is blacks. And he goes on, he says, and it ain't us. It's not blacks. It's not cops out doing this. It's not even cops doing what these leftists are doing right now. They're not even instigating. It's not cops going out going, hey, man, just get over here. Come here. Hey, kid, get up against the wall. And he's frisking the guy, says, listen, I want you to go out and start some mess tonight, and you go find you a black person to kill. If you don't kill him, I'm going to kill you. Said no cop to any black man ever. When black people in Milwaukee are being killed, let me tell you something. There is no cop in sight. And don't watch First 48 or some of these other shows, Live PD. I wouldn't watch that show anyway because it's run by a bunch of leftists. But don't watch First 48 or some of these other cop shows, because what you'll see is black on black crime in ways that you'll go, that was just stupid. Dude shot his buddy because he looked at him wrong. He found out the guy won some money at a casino. I could give you real life scenarios where people killed each other over nothing. They raided his house because he got his Social Security check, and he bragged about it, the cash in his check, and put it on Facebook. And people being killed over this stuff. And nobody seems to care. Leftists don't care about cops being shot. Leftists are participating. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a couple of attorneys. People that are supposed to uphold the law. Tell you what they were doing. It's insane. How leftists live with themselves is beyond me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mother of Michael White says Iran is releasing her son from custody. Joanna White broke the news on social media and thanked the State Department for helping her son. The U.S. Navy veteran had been held by Iran for 683 days since his arrest in 2018. Hogan Gidley, principal deputy White House press secretary, tells Fox News,
"This is a great day for America. It's a great day for Michael White. It's a great day for this president. He's worked tirelessly to bring people home, and I've been in the Oval Office many times when those reuniting situations have occurred. It is a somber, sobering, wonderful moment.
Another 1.9 million new claims for unemployment benefits were filed last week. That's according to the Department of Labor. That brings the total to 42.6 million since the coronavirus pandemic began. You're listening to USA Radio News. Folks on the Gulf Coast are keeping their eye on a tropical storm. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Forecasters are predicting that tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday, with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay up the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning.
Senators are wondering how colleges and universities can safely reopen as the coronavirus outbreak shows no sign of breaking. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander opened a hearing and said university presidents are working overtime to establish safe conditions. There are more than 1.8 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So as I mentioned, there's a lot to talk about. Rosenstein's going to testify. The Flynn Kislyak transcript release. Social distancing is now suddenly not a big deal, yet we are bombarded with commercials about it and how everybody cares. And every time I see these commercials, it's just loaded with leftists. And how much they love us and care for us, and they want to make sure we're okay. I just want to puke. What else we got? I don't know. The ballot harvesting and cheating by the left and so on and so forth. And, of course, we've been talking about these riots and the implications of those for quite some time. But I want to explain to you why Donald Trump has this profound effect that he's having currently on things and how that's not going to change. And Limbaugh pointed it out. I don't listen to Limbaugh, but somebody got me an article, and it referenced what he says. And when I say I don't listen to Limbaugh, it's not a slam. I'm too busy. My show airs at the time Limbaugh's on, so I'm certainly not going to be listening then. But the majority of the time, it's because I don't want anybody's ideas influencing mine. And when I do hear stuff where we overlap, I go, there you go. Great minds think alike. But Donald Trump, he's hated because he rattles the left and they don't know what to do about it. They can't figure him out. The unadulterated truth is something that the left is not used to dealing with because they live lies. His frankness mystifies them. How dare he come out here and tell people, we're politicians. We're not supposed to do that. We're always plotting. They are not supposed to know the game. So I'll give you examples. How dare Donald Trump call out Mexicans for trespassing in America? Then, how dare he call some of them drug dealers and human traffickers? He can't speak the truth about what's happening and then threaten to build a wall to keep them out. Oh, and have Mexico pay for it. How can he possibly do that? We cannot let him live that truth down. That's insane for him. That's unhinged. That's exactly what the left said about those ideas. When Donald Trump said, you can't just let people come willy-nilly into your country, bringing all kinds of things with them, including terrorists. But forgetting all that, how about just the drug trafficking and the human trafficking? What's funny, when you have the truth on your side and you also have the guttural moral core to go with it, it's very difficult for the left to fight you. And what happened in the time of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus? Everybody's now going, oh, we've got to close those borders. We got to shut the country down. You can't just fly into here willy-nilly. And Trump's going, oh, wait, whose idea was that? I seem to remember that. Anyway, despite Mexico's former $70 billion annual trade deficit and the billions that illegals send back to their country every year, money earned in this country, the leftists declared that Donald Trump, he has no leverage on building that wall. So what's happening? The wall is being built. The trade agreement called the USMCA between Mexico, Canada, and the United States more than pays for that wall. Oh, and let's not forget what the original premise of all of this was. It was to stop illegal immigration into this country, which it has essentially brought to a drip in comparison to Barack Obama's numbers. So here's the deal, folks. The truth hurts leftists. But Trump has another trick that Limbaugh pointed out, and he commented on his radio show, and I don't have the clip, but here's what I saw the article. Thank you guys, my producers. But he says, when you get to Trump and his conspiracy theories, he does it in a really clever way. And this is where people don't get the subtlety of Trump, because they don't think he has the ability to be subtle. Trump never says that he believes these conspiracy theories that he touts. He simply passes them on. Like during the campaign of 2016, he says, folks, I ran the gamut of emotions on this. When Trump said he had a picture of Ted Cruz's dad standing next to Lee Harvey Oswald, I said, what the hell is this? And I thought, he's going to have to walk this fictitious thing back. Ted Cruz's dad had something to do with the assassination of JFK. He is going to have to walk this back. This is Limbaugh telling you what he was thinking at the time. He says he never walked it back, but more importantly, he never asserted it himself. He simply said it was out there and people ought to know. He sent Cruz off the deep end. Ted Cruz, his dad, off the deep end. I spent time with Ted Cruz's father. We flew together on it, going to an event. Very entertaining man. I was going to say young man, old man. Very entertaining dude. And we kept in touch for a while. I haven't talked to him in a while. But interesting character. Likeable guy. And I know Ted well. But I'm going to tell you, it sent him in a tailspin. And Trump never, he didn't say, I believe. He goes, hey, this is a rumor. This is what's floating around. It's like if he were running for president against Barack Obama, let me tell you what he would have said about him. He would have said, look, I don't know about his birth certificate and all that. I mean, that's circulating out there. I would like to know with, you know, definitely, you know, he seemed to, he's never produced it, but okay, whatever. So he puts that out there. But if he had said, you know, I just find it interesting that, you know, people believe him to be bisexual and he doesn't seem to want to own up to it. I mean, you know, it's not that big of a deal today's time. Why doesn't he just own up? I mean, if that's what's floating around out there. You think Donald Trump would not have said that? He would have said, what's the big deal? I mean, there's lots of, I mean, there's the LGBT. They would readily accept him. I mean, holy cow, you know. So he's married now with kids. I mean, it's not like he's probably giving it up. So why not just admit it? Why not, you know, I mean, it's out there. See, that's the kind of thing that Trump would have done to Barack Obama that other people wouldn't do. They refused to do. Oh, boy. He goes on to say this. This is Limbaugh. With virtually every conspiracy theory Trump touts, he never actually touts them himself. He spreads them. And under the guise that people ought to know about this. And it's his way of jamming them up. It's his way of teasing them. His way of getting these conspiracy theories out there. See, that's what the left does. They're called leaks or whatever, however you want to call them. And Republicans never do it. They go, oh, we're going to stay above the fray here. We don't want to insinuate anything or impugn anyone's blah, 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 you know. And Trump's like, I'm not impugning it. I'm just telling you what's out there. And what's cool about it is that's the way we are. If somebody were to say, you know, what do you think about this? You know, what do you think about LeBron as a basketball? Well, I mean, I don't know much about it, but I mean, a lot of people say he's kind of a selfish player. I don't know, but if that's what you've heard, then it means that's what people are talking about. We do a lot of things in passing, and people dismiss them. Not Donald Trump. I thought this was a great observation by Limbaugh. They can never officially say that Trump believes the conspiracy theory. Thus, in effect, the leftists become the lying skanks. And he went on to illustrate Trump's latest taunt. He says, do you think Trump cares whether Scarborough murdered anybody or not? No, of course he doesn't care. So why is he tweeting it? Because it's out there. He didn't make it up. It's long been out there that the death of this girl had something suspicious about it. So Trump is throwing gasoline on a fire here, and he's having fun watching the flames. He's having fun watching the holier-than-thou leftist journalists react like their moral sensibilities have been forever rocked and can never recover. Remember that clip we played a while back of Mika Brzezinski just saying, Trump, you're a vile man. You're a vile. You're a horrible person. You're this. How dare you attack Joe? How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. And Trump just chuckles. Let me tell you what happened. This last time around, I knew Scarborough had a thing, you know, going on. But it wasn't until Donald Trump said it months ago, maybe a couple years ago, when Scarborough was going after him, and he went after Mika Brzezinski and all her plastic surgery and stuff, and he talked about the intern, that was the only time I looked it up. I knew nothing about it. I didn't know why Scarborough left Congress. So I started researching it, because Trump mentioned it. And when I researched it, I was like, wow, I didn't know he had an intern die in his office. Sure enough, it was exactly as Limbaugh predicted. You go out there and you go, huh, I didn't know that. I can imagine Donald Trump going, hey, look, I don't know much about Barack Obama, but, you know, people are talking about the dude used to date guys. You can't use that. It's really funny to be such a suave and debonair guy. I mean, you got to admit, the guy's pretty suave and debonair. There's not a whole lot of women. You can't find much about women about it. I mean, that's what people are saying. Wow. What a powerful tool. This has the added benefit, folks, of reaching the lowest level voter. No highbrow discussions a la Romney. Trump fights in the gutter and emerges clean.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's one incident I think is particularly poignant that truly illustrates the seriousness of the issues that we're facing. The mayor mentioned this. Last night, protesters intentionally set a fire to an occupied building on Broad Street. This is not the only occupied building that has been set fire to over the last 2 days. But they prohibited us from getting on scene. We had to force our way to make a clear path for the fire department. Protesters intercepted that fire apparatus several blocks away with vehicles and blocked that fire department's access to the structure fire. Inside that home was a child. Officers were able to help those people out of the house. We were able to get the fire department there safely. sorry. But when you take a legitimate issue and hijack it for unknown reasons, that is unacceptable to me. It's unacceptable to the Richmond Police Department. Unacceptable to the city of Richmond.
Scumbags. That's what these leftists are. They're scumbags. They don't care about life. If we could just save one life, they don't care. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Couldn't care less. Your life is meaningless. Your life is as meaningless as if you were one of these, if you get caught in Africa and these kids just come up and they just shoot willy-nilly. They don't even care. Your life is worth less than that. Third world nations have more respect for your life, and they have none. Here they have less than that. And you're watching it happen right before your eyes. People loving this stuff. I talked about a cop being run over in the last segment. And let me just tell you something. All you got to hear, if you want to know when you're in a war zone, here are the only words you need to hear. Democrat controlled. That's all you need to know. And God forbid that there's a narrative that needs to happen while you're in a city. You're stuck there. There was a movie with Owen Wilson, where he and his family go to Thailand or somewhere, and a coup occurs, and it's all they can do to escape. And they try to get over to, I believe, Vietnam or something, but it's all they can do to try to escape, because it's just nothing but chaos. If they see Americans, they're going to kill you. Well, that's what it is. Escape from New York. Escape from L.A. Escape from Chicago. Let something happen. Any of these cities make Fallujah look like utopia right now. There was a gun battle that happened during the peaceful protests in the city famous for its arch. That would be St. Louis, the city where I formerly hailed from. I lived there for 16 years. I ran Hitachi's consulting business there. And I will tell you, I'm going to say this. I was the salesperson that was responsible for that region. I had a counterpart who was operations. His name is Dan. I want to be clear, because I want people going, oh, he's trying to make it more than what he is. Anyway, there was a gun battle in St. Louis. You should hear this thing. I don't know if we did we get a thing of it. It was crazy. I mean, it was a gun battle like I haven't heard in a while. Happened the other day. Four officers were shot. Yeah. And so, you know, this is all the protests that are happening in the downtown area. So the police chief, his name is John Hayden, big brother. He reported two officers were shot in the leg. One was shot in the foot. The other shot in the arm. Hit by gunfire while standing on the side of a police line amid protests in the city. These are people standing there to protect the protesters, to make sure that things don't get out of hand, to protect businesses. And somebody, I'm telling you, I don't know what they shot with. It was rapid fire. It literally sounded like a war zone. I'm not even exaggerating it a bit. And he goes on to say this, as we speak, we're still trying to get control of this city, still hearing gunfire and everything. I don't know what else to say. This is horrible. Thank God they are alive. Hayden added that he believes some randomly shot at the police. No doubt it was a coward. Let me tell you. Leftists are the biggest cowards. They will try to catch you by yourself. They will try to catch you completely off guard. A leftist won't come to you and say, look, I got a problem with you, and confront you face to face. Well, you can go, oh, really? You got a problem? Well, what are we going to do about it? You want to talk about it, or you want to fight about it? They aren't going to do that, because by confronting you, it gives you too much notice. If they're going to hit you, they're going to hit you with a brick to the back of the head. They're not going to try to confront you. The majority of them, anyway. They're cowards. I say this, I always say it publicly. And here's why. Because I tell people all the time that there are people that are trained to fight and are ready to fight. And there are people that, you know, it's inside of them to do it. They don't want to do it, but and all that. But what I say, the reason why I say it is because I want you to understand that I will protect myself. I say it publicly because if they want to come get me, I'm a great target. I'm the person telling you I have no fear of you. If you confront me, you got to fight. You want one? You got it. And as I said to this clown that he's writing to me talking about, you're chicken out, I go, look, man, it's a public, I have stated publicly, you want me, you got me. But understand this, you're going to get my warning, and I'm going to put your lights out for good. And I say it because I want people to understand, I'm willing to back it up. We all got to go. But I'm not going to go out like a chump. And these four officers who dedicate themselves to protecting people, law and order, any one of them could have been killed not doing anything, standing there doing their job. And you know what we're doing? We're putting them on, we got them on notice. We're watching you. We're watching everything you do. You better do it right. Let me ask you this. Would you go to your job if you knew that you could randomly be shot just doing it? Kevin, you're going to go do a radio show, and there's going to be gunfire going off all around you. You think I'm going to go do that radio show? It ain't worth it. If I wanted to be a cop, I'd be a cop. I'm not telling you I won't run to the danger, because everybody that knows me knows I will. But I'm not going willy-nilly. I'm not going unless I have to. Four people, four police officers, folks, shot in St. Louis. I tell people all the time how dangerous that place is. It's crazy. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch said they're all conscious, breathing, after they were rushed to the hospital. But here's what they went on to talk about. Earlier in the day, crowds had formed outside of the St. Louis police headquarters in the city. So police then set up these defensive perimeters. And I remember the same thing happening in the time of Michael Brown. You'd be walking the street. They had one way for you to get in and one way to get out. It was barricaded. Police cars right in front. The reason why I know the area very well is my kid went to school. Literally, you could see the police headquarters from my kid's school. And they went on to say that as the city was calm earlier in the day, the minute night came, it gave way to violence. And there's a 7-Eleven that's about a block from where the police headquarters is, and a block from my kid's school, and it was looted and set on fire. Not long ago, probably less than a year, a guy was shot there. When my kid went to school there, a guy was shot and killed at that very same 7-Eleven. As far as I'm concerned, leave it burned down. The police chief Hayden went on to say that a group of 200 people or so had no intention of protesting, started throwing rocks and fireworks at officers, and of course, the rocks eventually turned into a barrage of bullets that left four police personnel in the hospital. Lives changed forever. Who knows what those damage those bullets have done? But while St. Louis is one of the most deadly cities in the country, folks, this targeting of police isn't limited to St. Louis. It was happening all over the country. I call it the Obama legacy. All over the country. Reports of shots being fired in Richmond, Virginia. I think we played the clip of the Richmond police chief talking about they couldn't even get to the fire. They don't. Las Vegas, there were cops shot. I don't have an update on them. You can go Google it and find out for yourselves. And there were many others. I talked about the police in New York who was run over by a car. These are happening far too often, and it is all because of the feckless leadership of leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, becoming completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.